Hello, everyone. Today is January 18th, 2012, Episode 2. Today's subject, boys and girls, is SOPA and PIPA. For those of you who are not familiar with these two terms, please allow me to educate you. SOPA and PIPA are bills in the House and Senate. They represent the latest effort of the government and big business attempting to battle a growing concern for their bottom dollar, piracy. Let's face it, piracy is a problem. But the question is, what kind of problem is it? Much of the evidence suggests that it's not an enforcement problem and it's not a legal problem. That's because historically, infringement has never been about free, but about indicating where the business models have not kept up with the technology. Thus, the real issue is that this is a business model problem. As we've seen over and over again, those who embrace what the internet enables have found themselves to be much better off than they were before. As we've seen with near-perfect consistency, the best way by far to decrease infringement is to offer awesome new services that are convenient and useful. This doesn't mean just offering any old service, and it certainly doesn't mean trying to limit what users can do with those services, and most importantly, it doesn't mean treating consumers like they're criminals. These bills are based on the premise that infringement is done for monetary reasons. That's simply not credible. If you want to sell a product, you have to make it better than the competition, not complain that they are doing it better than you. Either way, we've watched this game of whack-a-mole for over a decade, and it's not changing anything. These bills do nothing to build up the services that do solve the problem and won't work from a technological standpoint, and that's just if we look at what these bills are supposed to do. Really, what we are talking about here is censorship. Supporters of the law get angry anytime people bring up censorship, but as law professor Derek Bombar has made clear, any effort to block content on the web is a form of censorship. What we have are two bills that don't really tackle the real problems at all, that won't solve the problem it thinks it's facing, and has massive unintended consequences. Why? Well, because the entertainment industry insists that it's in trouble. This is the same entertainment industry who has been claiming the same thing about every technological innovation ever. If they'd had their way in the past, there would be no radio, no cable TV, no VCR, no TiVo, and no iPods. Do we really trust them now to create a narrowly focused law that will only target the really bad behaviors? For more information on the SOPA and PIPA bills, please see my website at ted.rodifer.com.